Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, this is Entrepreneur Effect with Dush Ramachandran. Our guest today is Daniel McKenna, who is the co-founder of Epic Productions and Thrive15.com. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. You've co-founded Epic Productions, which is a photography and videography for weddings and other events. You've also co-founded Thrive15, which is basically advice for small business owners. So you've created a number of very interesting businesses. How did you get started? Give us a little bit of background to yourself and your journey. What brought you to where you are?
Sure. My partner and I, my partner is Clay Clark. He's won some entrepreneurial awards, SCA Entrepreneur of the Year, things of that nature. And I started the Epic Productions, the photography company, about 2009. And since then, we've grown it. We do about a little over 450 events a year now. So break that down. Those are all mostly weekend events, either weddings or corporate events or commercial type stuff. And then the Thrive15 is basically a business platform that was built out of the need that people kept asking for him and his knowledge and his business coaching, the business coaching stuff that he does. We kept asking for him to do some business coaching for them personally. And we saw it as an opportunity to scale it and make a platform for people that kept asking the same type of questions over and over and build a platform that makes it accessible to millions around the world. So that's what we started doing about 4 years ago. Was Thrive15 was born.
Okay. So was Epic Productions your very first business right out of school, or how did you get started?
Well, my first business, me and my brother had a silkscreen printing business in college. Me and my brother and a buddy. And so we had this mammoth equipment, and it was all manual, and it was all, you know, here in Oklahoma, the summers will get 100, 110 degrees sometimes. You're burning paint onto T-shirts. It's not a very luxurious type of an endeavor, but it was something that we did for fun and kind of got our feet wet and being entrepreneurial. And that was during college. And then after college, because I got a degree in communications and business, and after college, had a couple of different interviews with jobs that I didn't really feel was a good fit for me. Couldn't find anything I liked, ended up doing a few different things, and then landed working with Clay. This would have been, I guess, 2007. So about 2 years after that is when we started the Epic company.
Okay. And what took you into photography and videography? Are you a photographer yourself? What caused you to gravitate to that business?
I enjoy the art. I enjoy the skill, but the answer is the need. People that needed that service, we saw an opportunity. We saw a need that needed to be filled in what is a market made of mostly people that are just doing it themselves. It's like a mom and pop type shop. We were able to bring some business systems to and be able to scale to a bigger level. In this industry, most people will do 10 or 20 or maybe 30 events a year, and they don't do it very efficiently. And we saw an easy way to grab a large portion of that market in a systemized way. So the need is what brought us into that.
Nice. So have you expanded that business beyond where you originally started in sense of either geographically or doing different kinds of events and doing different kinds of services that people need?
Yeah, absolutely. We started here in Tulsa, and we now have an office in Dallas and an office in Kansas City. We have one in Denver and one in Indianapolis that's opening in late next year. And regionally, we'll keep expanding out that way. So almost a franchise model, but more of a city manager that's running a franchise type of thing, using the systems that we have and the training that we have to continually make people's weddings and corporate events go well and in a way that people can depend on.
Great. So does Epic Productions just do the photography and videography, or do you do all the event planning and setup and all of that as well?
Oh, yeah, we do everything. We help them run the event. Typically, you know, most times people get married once, maybe they get married twice during their lives, and most times people don't know what they are supposed to be doing, and so we are able to help plan everything out for them, run the whole event for them, and that's a big part of what we do.
Cool. So in this journey that you've come through from starting your business in college, doing silkscreen printing, and then on to doing video production and event planning and organization, I'm sure you've come across a lot of different learnings. What would be some of the most significant learnings you've come up with? What lessons have you learned?
Most significant lessons, man. I think that's what you could probably ask me every other week and I'd have something new for you, because it's a continuous journey. And I think anybody that's entrepreneurial will tell you the same thing. But for us, building the Thrive 15 thing and building the Epic thing came purely out of where we saw there was a big need, where there was needs to be met in a way that we could pull off and be one of the best at it. I think that a lot of times people will start businesses that they like to do or they like the idea, but maybe what they offer or maybe what they can provide isn't meeting anybody's needs, and thus they're not very successful at that business. So I think if you're talking about from an entrepreneurial standpoint, finding the need that somebody has, can you pull it off in a way that solves their actual need and doesn't just waste your time and waste their time, then you have something.
Cool. And having built this business, what are some of the major challenges you've had to overcome?
Well, for the Thrive business, it was our first endeavor in raising a bunch of money. We've spent probably, no, I don't want to get too specific, but we've spent millions of dollars building the platform, writing the software, coding out the website and all that sort of things. These were all new stuff for us, so that was a fun experience. On the Epic side, it's scaling human services, and it's not much of a business if it's just you pulling off. That's more of a job. A business can work itself, right? You don't have to be involved for the business to work. So for the Epic side, we got really good at doing a certain thing, but can we teach other people to be really good at a certain thing? Because then that's a business.
Sure. Okay, that sounds really interesting. Well, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Don't go away. We're going to be back with our conversation with Daniel McKenna.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm. sales@cranberry.fm.
Add some Cranberry Radio podcast to your playlist as part of a better profit margin. Cranberry Radio. It's good for you. Really.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Entrepreneur Effect with Dush Ramachandran. And our guest today is Daniel McKenna, who is the co-founder of Epic Productions and Thrive15.com. So just before the break, Daniel, you were talking about teaching other people to do what you're able to do and then being able to scale the business to that level. That's great. So if you look at what you've built and the challenges you've overcome, and if you were to encounter your younger self based on the learnings you've had so far, what advice would you give your younger self?
To the biggest thing that we work with, I don't know, somewhere north of 100 people that we consult with on a weekly basis and biweekly basis. And the number one thing that comes into play every time, if you can figure out a way to sell something that people will want to buy, is just the building systems behind it. so that you can work on the business and not in the business. That's the biggest thing. It's not learning how to take a better photo, and it's not learning how to code a better website. Those are important things, but you have to build a system that works independent of you so you have time to do those other things. Otherwise, you'll never get there.
Okay. If that's the key thing, what sort of systems have you put in place? Let's take Epic Productions, for example.
Yeah.
Give us an example of a couple of systems that you've put in place that allow you to scale that business, because you've got multiple offices and you're scaling beyond just the one location. So a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs who are looking to do similar things, if not exactly in the same industry, but certainly looking to grow their businesses. So, yeah, it'd be helpful to know some of the systems that you've put in place that might be applicable to some of our other listeners as well.
I believe checklists and workflows are what it come down to. I think as humans, we dislike checklists. We want to do it ourselves and kind of wing it and go for it and have fun with it. And that's good. And you can still have fun doing it. But a checklist manifesto has been big for us. In that book, they talk about how many lives they're able to save by following simple checklists before going into surgery. And when those checklists are enforced and when they're not enforced, the differences of people that actually die in surgery just from routine things that somebody didn't wash their hands or didn't prep the utensils right or what have you. The same thing applies to business too. Is the sales guy selling it the same way in the different markets? Is the person who's shooting them and editing them filling the same process as the guy in Dallas as the guy in Denver? That's what consistency brings. That's what brings, if there's any customer service issues, you know what was supposed to have been said. It's easy to follow up on those sort of things, find out where in the pipeline, where did A, B, C, D, okay, they missed D, that's an easy to fix. I think that going back, it'd be, okay, as we're building this thing, let's start building for scale. Let's start building for, I don't have to tell every new hire specifically, this is how we do the job.
Okay. So are you doing a similar sort of systematization both at Epic and at Thrive 15?
Absolutely. For us, the Epic thing was almost a proving ground for some of the stuff we've been doing with these other businesses. And we've been able to win a bunch of awards with Epic, and we're able to build a, you know, for the industry, a big company based on these workflows and these checklists that we build with each one of the businesses we work with. So on Thrive 15, there's tens of thousands of people that get on the site and watch the videos and do the action items and are just love doing that. And there's a bunch of people that want coaching and that want to come to our conferences, that want to get a more hands-on feel for what we do. And it's the same thing, whether you're baking cookies or whether you're the guys giving basketball lessons or whether you're the guy with the minor league hockey team. We run them through the same process, and each business industry has different niche things, but you're able to do that at scale successfully and consistently when you run through the same workflow process, and that's what we've been building over the last 4 years.
Okay, cool. So are each of your different businesses, are they like the different branches, are they independent businesses? Do they have different websites and so on? Because there is an Epic Productions in Scottsdale, there's one in Tucson, and there's a bunch of others elsewhere. So are they all related to you, or are they different companies?
No, I might go back on my other one. If I had a younger version of me, I might name the company better. No, there's other Epic companies out there, but for instance, EpicPhotosTulsa.com is us, EpicPhotosDallas.com is us, EpicPhotosKC.com is us.
Okay.
So those are up there, yeah.
Okay, got it. That's excellent. So now with Thrive 15, which would be really interesting. Now, you've created a platform for advice for small business owners.
Yes.
So how would a small business owner who's listening to this show, how would they take advantage of what Thrive offers?
Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to get on the website and you got to take the business evaluation. So if you go to thrive15.com/evaluation, there's a 29-point evaluation to measure your business health. And that's where we start with every one of our clients, every one of our members on the site. Okay, you're here for your business. Let's talk about your business. And we go through a 29-point checklist of measuring where you are. And for a lot of people, they're caught up working in the business and they don't think about any of these other things, or maybe they just don't know what they don't know. And it's a huge deal for them. Whether they end up using us or not, working with us or not, it opens up a lot of eyes about where you are and where you can improve and where improving makes the most sense to you. You know, capitalizing on your strengths as opposed to only working on weaknesses.
Okay. And so what kind of advice would a young small business owner be able to get? I mean, everything from how to raise money, how to manage the business, or, I mean, give us some examples of the types of information you can get.
The whole point of Thrive15.com platform is to answer every business question a small business owner would have. So everything. Some of our partners are, for instance, Lee Cockrell. He was the executive VP of Walt Disney World Resort. He's on there talking about management and talking about time management. Let's see, David Robinson, he's former NBA Hall of Famer. He became a capital fund, started Admiral Capital Fund, started some schools down in the San Antonio area. He's on there talking about leadership and management and that sort of stuff. So we didn't just start with our own knowledge. Our first few years of the business was flying around the nation and interviewing different experts in their industries and asking them the questions that we were getting asked. So we had the luxury of saying, all right, Bob from Tennessee wants to know this, and Lee Cockrell or somebody of his ilk would be on there describing how he specifically would handle it. So now we've been doing it consistently for 4 years. We like to think that we've covered almost every base level question. And then once you want to get into it, want to get into more specifics, then you can do that too. But whether it's raising capital or selling more stuff, an important one for entrepreneurs, selling more stuff, or bookkeeping, or how to do proper SEO marketing, that's all on there.
Great. So people would just go to thrive15.com, start to fill out the questionnaire, and then you would engage with them? One of your team would engage with them, I mean?
Yeah, thrive15.com. And if you want to fill out the business health score, thrive15.com/evaluation. And even if you don't engage with us, it's going to be really big for your business. It's going to really help pinpoint some stuff you can work on. And then if you do want to engage with us, we do a free coaching call along the way too. So I think it's very highly recommended as a starting point for you.
Excellent. Okay, that sounds really good. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Daniel McKenna. Don't go away.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, Zo Social, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. Zo Social is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let Zo Social give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com. Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Online anytime. This is Cranberry Radio. Cranberry.fm.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Okay, and we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. Our guest today is Daniel McKenna, who is the co-founder of Epic Productions and Thrive15.com. That's super interesting, Daniel, what you've done with these two separate businesses, one quite unlike another. Epic Productions is, you know, photography, videography, and so on, event planning. And the Thrive 15, of course, is advice for small business owners. Do you find any commonality between these businesses, other than the fact that they're both businesses and they're both part owned by you? Are there any common threads that run through this, these two seemingly very different businesses?
Well, if you want to add more spice to the fire, my partner, Clay Clark, he is a part owner of a men's hair salon, and is okay. Also a part owner of a neurosurgeon, the guy who performs neurosurgery. So if you want the whole gamut, it's all over the place. And I do think that there are a lot of commonalities between them. Now, I'm not talking on a global level, Google level type company, but if you're talking small business, then yeah, the commonalities are more than they are not common as far as, okay, we got to sell some stuff. How much of that stuff do we have to sell to break even? How many people do we have to hire to sell that stuff? How are we going to train the people to hire so then we can have them sell the stuff? So there's a lot of processes and a lot of workflows and a lot of checklists that do all come into play for regardless of what business it is. I've yet to see a business that we've talked to that hasn't benefited, that has said, okay, this might apply for you, but it doesn't apply for us, because there are things that every small business owner needs to tackle.
Okay, that sounds cool. Fantastic. So what are you excited about? There's lots of amazing things that are happening in technology and business and so on. So what are some of the really exciting things that get you all fired up?
For me personally, I love listening to people that are smarter than me. So whether I'm working on projects like photo or video projects, or whether I'm going through emails or whatever, I'm always listening to somebody. I'm always listening to Mark Cuban or a Chase Jarvis or a Gary Vaynerchuk or people that are bigger and smarter than I am, and then I'm taking their ideas and running with them. So new technology is awesome. I think, you know, driverless cars are going to be really big, and VR potentially is going to be very big. But for me personally, what gets me jacked up is listening to those guys that are smarter than me so that I can continue doing what I'm doing and excelling at it.
Wonderful. And in your business, which of these many technology innovations do you see impacting your businesses directly, like within Epic and within Thrive 15, what do you think might be the biggest impact in the coming years?
Well, as cameras keep getting better and cheaper, the market continues to be more and more flooded with people that shoot videos and photos and that sort of stuff. So you have to learn to, what is it that differentiates you? It's not anymore like that you can take a good photo or you can produce a good video, because now there's thousands of people seemingly that can do that. So what is it that differentiates you from the pack? For us, it's the thousands of reviews that say we're legit. It's the awards that we've won that say we're legit. It's the customer service and the follow-up and the things that we do on the Epic side. And then on the Thrive 15 side, it's almost opposite. What we've found for most small business owners is that there's all kinds of tools for to-do lists and all kinds of tools for organization, and those are definitely needed, and I definitely use them, and they definitely should be used. But it's almost closer to people getting too lost in technology advances and not getting enough done. So it's like pen and paper, like just getting it done is more important than organizing everything specifically and have every workflow down to the, you know, most efficient process. It's a lot more important to figure out what it is I should be working on today, as opposed to, is my Slack box empty? You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
The technology thing, yeah, technology keeps getting better, but I don't know that that necessarily makes us better at what we're doing unless we harness the power. Making key decisions and knowing what to work on is going to be a lot more important than, is VR going to disrupt what I'm doing? You know what I mean? Like, on a small business level. Now, I'm not talking about if I'm Tesla and I'm producing self-driving cars. That's not what we're doing here. So,
sure.
I don't know. On the small business level, I think people get lost in technology more than it helps them, honestly, a lot of times.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Fantastic. And so in the last, we just have a minute to go. Any specific advice for entrepreneurs looking to enter, say, the photography, videography business? Anything that you would caution them against? Anything that you would warn them off?
Yeah, don't be scared to do it. I think a lot of, especially if it's an art form type of business, you want to be so perfect and so polished that you never produce anything, but you have to start somewhere. So go find someone to shoot for free and mess that up, and then keep shooting for free and keep messing those up and gradually get better and keep shooting for free and repeat the cycle until you're good. And then when you're good, then you can start charging people. I think people will probably get too stuck on making sure it's really good that they never really start. So I'd say just get out there, start doing it for free until you know you can do something good.
That is great advice. Daniel, thank you so much for being on our show. That was Daniel McKenna, co-founder of Epic Productions and Thrive15.com. So please go to Thrive15.com and sign up, take the quiz and evaluation, and then you might be ready for what they have to offer you. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, sir.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.